All my property, I want to go to you. After you die, I don't want your children to keep it, but I want it to go to somebody else. What happened was like this. The Yorad Rishon Amacher. The first one, when he was alive, he went and sold it. The Ochal Hasheni. And the second one, he went ahead and ate the Paris. So what's the halacha here? It says halacha, the first one went and sold it, and that person ate it. So the question is, does the first one have a right to sell it or not? So it says, Hasheni Moitzi Man HaLekuchas. No, the first one has no right to sell it. Mashma clearly, the first one only has a kinyan HaPeris. He does not have the kinyan HaGuf. That's like his last right here. And therefore, the first one has no right to sell it. Therefore, if he sells it, the second one, after the first one dies, the second one has a right to take away the Peris from the first one, or from the one he sold it to. Is Hasheni Moitzi Man HaLekuchas. Divrei Rebbe. Because Rebbe Yol, even by Achrecha, there's only a Kenyan Paris here. However, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel lo imano, ein l'sheni elamash hashayi rishon. No, when the first one sold it, he had a Kenyan aguf. He had a right to sell it. Whatever he sold was sold. It's only after the first one dies, whatever's left over then it goes to the second one. But before that, not. Scripture says the machlekes tanoim here, even in the case of Achrecha, do we say it's so strong it's a Kenyan aguf? Or no, it only remains like a kinyan HaPeris. Now the Gemara says, Ramino, I have a question. It says, Nechot HaLecho. The father says, I want to give my property away to this person. V'yachrecha, but after that person dies, L'pleini. I want it to go to somebody else. So it says here, Yorad Rishon. Let's say the first guy went down. U'moicher, and he sold it to somebody. V'yachol, and the person ate it. Divrei Rebbe, that the person he sold it to has the right to eat it. Here's just the opposite. Here, Rebbe is the one that says that the mechir is good. And there's Shimon ben Gamliel in there, ein l'rishon elo achilas peres bovad. Here it says just the opposite. That the first one only had a right to achilas peres with the king in Paris. He had no right to sell it. So for the Gemara, kasha the Rebbe ad the Rebbe, of course, a stira Rebbe and Rebbe, or the Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel ad the Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel. There's also a stira, there's Shimon ben Gamliel, Rebbe ben Gamliel. So they say just the opposite. So where is it like this? I'll tell you like this. The Rebbe and the Rebbe Lakash. Remember, there's no Stephen Rebbe and Rebbe. Hola gufa, hola peri. One case it said clearly, I'm giving you the guf, and one place it said clearly, I'm only giving you the peri. It depends what we're talking about, whether it was the gufoi or whether it was for the peri. Shpam learns, hola gufa, ha kamaisa the kama Rebbe, hasheni moitzi. When does Rebbe say the second one takes it away? Hanimilecha the machara guf. When the first one sold the guf for the property. That he has no right to sell, because the first one only owns the Paris. So therefore, that sale means nothing. But in the case where the first one sold the Paris only, that he has a right to sell. Again, the first one, according to Rebbe, only has the Kenyan Paris. So it depends what you go to sell now. If you only sell the Kenyan Paris, what you own, that's called a good sale. Then it's the guy that bought it has the right to eat the Paris. But if you went ahead and said, I'm selling you the good for the Kaka, that you have no right to sell. Because you yourself don't own the goof of the karka. So there, the mechira means nothing, and the person has no right to use it. Therefore, there's no steer in Rebbe. All the goof, all the peris. Now, the Rebbe really holds it's only a kinyan, a peris the first one has, and he can't sell more than the peris. Now, what about the Shimon ben Gamliel? The Gemara says, the Shimon ben Gamliel, or the Shimon ben Gamliel, lakash also there's no steer. All the chatchila, or the yevit. One is talking about the chatchila, you should not sell it. Or the yevit, that if he sold it, Rashbam was like this. The first one should not sell it. The first one should act as if he only has the peris here. In order that when he dies, it should still go to the second one. To Mekayim Daita Shonaisin. But Enechnani, Luisui B'dieved, the first one goes ahead and sells it. And Shimon ben Gamliel holds that Kinyan HaPeris is Kinyan HaGuftami, and therefore if he sold it, it's called a good sale. It's only the chetchila, though, that he holds the first one should not sell it. All right, turn over. So it's Amar Abaya. Abaya says like this. Ezeyu Rosh Orim, who's called a Rosh Orim, means a real big Rosh, undressed, is Zehamasi Eitza. If somebody gives somebody else advice, bad advice. Limchor b'nechosim k'vshimam megamliel. He gives somebody advice to sell the property. Like in a case where you only have the Kenyan Paris, the right to use it now, and you sell it to somebody else, like a Shimon ben Gamliel, because the person advised it can't really keep it. That's called giving bad advice. Rashi learns there, Rosh Orim, Gorim Lavra Divrei Anoisin, that you're causing to go against the Noisin's wish. Orim Rashi says, the Hanu Maisa means really what you did, it happened. Vrehu Chayta, still you call the Chayta, because it's going against the Ratzin. The Ratzin of the Noisin was it should go to you, and after you it should go to somebody else. And what you're doing now is you're selling it that it's not going to go to somebody else. That's called the Rosh Orim. Om Rav Yechon says, Halacha Ker Shimon Megamliel. He also know that the Halacha is talking like Rav Shimon Megamliel. That the first one sold it, what he sold it is good, the person has the right to use it. Umoide, but he also agrees, Shem Nosna V'matona V'matna Shchimera L'yosta Klum. That the first one gives it away, not that he sells it, but he gives it away, but Teros V'matna Shchimera, that means nothing. My time, what's the reason why not? If the first one's a Shchimera, why can't he give it away as a present? What's the difference? You're telling me now, sell it, he could sell it. But to give it away for present, that he can't. What should be the difference? Because the matna shchimera only helps liyachamisa. If so, ukva kodmu achrecho. Here, liyachamisa is nothing doing. Because I said the property should belong to you only until the person dies. But as soon as he dies, right away I want the property to go to somebody else. And the matna shchimera only helps after the person dies. Here, after the person dies, it already goes to somebody else. So therefore, he can't give it away, but there is the matna shchimera. It's like two things come together, it doesn't help the matna shchimera. So Mari asked, Miyom Rabbi Hochi, is it true that Rabbi really say like this? We learned like this. Matna shchimera mi'ema saikona. If a shchimera, a person is about to die, gives away a present, when does that kingdom take place? Abai says, im gemar misa. Not after he dies, but mamish when he dies. When the person dies, that's when the kingdom takes place. If so, so the first one should be able to give it away with a matna shchimera, because the second one only gets it after he dies. Achrecha means after he dies, then the second one gets it. But if the first one gave it away with a matna shchimera im gemar misa, that comes first. So according to Abai, you should be able to give it away with a matna shchimera, because shchimera is im gemar misa. Rabam, Rabba says no, liyacha gemar misa. Rabba Taka says that a matna shchimera only works after the person is completely dead, that's when the kinyan takes place. So, of course, Akasha and Abaya, Gemara says true, but I'll tell you, Hoda be Abaya mehi, Abaya retracted from the death halacha, and he also agrees to Rabba that matna shchimera is first chal liyacha misa, since it's only liyacha misa, therefore achrecha takes place first, and you, the first one can't give it away for the matna shchimera. Gemara says, how do you notice? Mimai demahai demehi hoda bei. How do you know he retracted from the second thing? Dilmimi hoda bei retracted from his first halacha. Maybe adarabba. Maybe Abaye retracted that the first one could give it away with the present of a matna shchimera. So Mar says no. Lois tagadaita. Don't think like that. It's now learn like this. If somebody says ze gitcha imesi, this should be you get if he dies. Ze gitcha mechilize, this should be you get also if he dies from the sickness. Ze gitcha, husband gives his wife again, says this should be you get liyachamisa. In all this case, he said nothing. But in all this case, what he means to say is the get should be chal after he dies. After he dies, he can't give a get anymore. And Amr Rab Zeir, Amr Rab Yechon, Lachal Gev Shem Gamliel. Tafilu hoye ben avodim. Vaitzin lecheris. Yeah. I know this is different. So I call upon Amr Sed Lo Sed Etnan. You see clearly, you say, Ze gitcha im neisi. You do not mean to say, im gemar moisoi. But you mean to say, it means liyacha misa. You see clearly, Abaye Tag, that is the Mishnah like that. When you say im misa, what you mean to say is liyacha moisai. Therefore, matna shchimra is also that way. What you meant to say is the kingdom's first chal liyacha moisai after he dies. And here, since after he dies is the pasha of achrecho, it goes over with the second one. Therefore, Abaye was chosen to say no. If he says the matono does not work, it's only because he also agrees that matna shchimra only works liyacha moisai. Therefore, liyacha moisai, he can't give it away to somebody else. It's already given away to the second one because of the words achrecha from before. All right, stop here. Here, Daf Kufla Amud Zayin, that's three quarters down. What's like this? Omar Reb Zeiro, Omar Reb Yechonon. Halacha Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. We pass him like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. In other words, when somebody says, I want my property to go to Reuven, and after Reuven dies, then it should go to somebody else.
So he passed him, when the first one has it, he has the right to do whatever he wants with it. Like if he sells it, it's called a good sale. And the second one only gets it what's left over from the first one. The old like Shimon ben Gamliel, that the first one has the right to sell it, it's called a good sale. And I said a chiddush, you should know, the afilu hoye ben avodim, even in a case where what was left over to the first one was slaves, even though it was avodim, still he has the right, the first one, to do what he wants with them. For hoytziyum acheres, and the first one freed them, so my says called a cheres, because when the first one has it, he has like a kinyan aguf in it, he has the right to do what he wants with it. But the mar shita, of course, that Shimon Gamliel holds, the first one holds the man, he has it, he has the kinyan aguf in it. The mar says, no, mad tam, I would have thought to say that motzi omalei, we could say to him that Isura layavino lecho, I did not give it to you for right to do an issa with it. The ma'isa to free an eved is an issa. An eved chenani, the prophet says, lo'olam behem tavoidu. He's supposed to always work with them. You're not supposed to free them. Here that you went to free this eved chenani, you did an issa. So maybe I never gave it to you for a right to do an issa with it. Kamash v'lon, that's the chiddush now, that when I gave it to the first one, he could do whatever he wants with it. And Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Again, halacha kashim ben Gamliel, we paskin like kashim ben Gamliel, that the first one could do what he wants with this field. The afilu also tachrich lemeit, even what he did with it, with the rest, whatever property he gave the first one, he made tachrich, he made clothing for the mate from it. He could do that also. Someone says again, shit, of course, why not? He has the right to do what he wants. Someone says yes, there's a chiddush here. Now the time I would have thought to say, to make it also by no, that I never gave it to you. Like if you make clothing for a mate, you make tachrisha for the mate, aloch is, it becomes also by no. So maybe to make it also by no, I never gave it to you, kamashmalon, no, still the first one has a right to do that. Kamashmalon. Now, Doros Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda. Esrig ze nosa lecho b'matona. Let's say somebody owns an esrig. And he says, listen, I'm giving you this esrik for a present. The achrecha leplein. And after you die, then it should go to somebody else. So loch is not lurishain v'yotzuboy. Let's say the first one uses it on sukkis for the mitzvah. So the chur, I wanted to say, the chura, bonu lo machlaikis, Rabbi Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. This should be told in the machlaikis, if the first one, according to Rabbi, he only has a kinyan aperis. He only has the right to use it, but that doesn't really own it. So he would not be yotze the mitzvah's esrik. The mitzvah says, the pasuk says, lachachtem lochem, it has to belong to you. Here, the first one, since he has to give it away to the second one, he does not really own it. But according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the first one, the kinyan peres, is the kinyan agufdami, he really owns it. That's what he wanted to say, but tell him this machlokes. Mar says, no, maskul of Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. I'll tell him it like this. At can up until now lay pligi Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel Hosom Elodema Sova Kinyan Peres Kinyan Aguftami. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds the first one that has the right to use it is Kinyan Aguftami. So he could do whatever he wants with it. Uma Sova Rabbi holds no. Kinyan Peres, that's the first one only has the right to use it, is not Kinyan Aguftami. It's not called like the goof. He does not own the goof of the property. That's the machlekas over there by property. Elohocha, but over here, where somebody gave you an esrig, the churi.